Hi there. The word for you today is, the Bible is God speaking to you. In John 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Did you know that the longest telegraphic message ever dispatched was in May 1881? It carried 188,000 words. It was printed in full that day in the Chicago Times newspaper. One of the nation's leading newspapers gave space for four Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, and the Epistle to the Romans. Quote, "A triumph of publicity," was the verdict of the nation's press. All this was done because the revised version of the New Testament in English was on sale that day. In New York City, 33,000 copies were sold within 24 hours, setting a new sales record. Think about that. May it beat out any other book. So here's the question. Why does the Bible remain the world's most widely read book? For one simple reason. Here it is. You read every other book, but the Bible reads you. You say, "But I don't get a lot out of the Bible when I read it." You're not alone. Many people say the same thing. But it doesn't have to be that way. F.B. Meyer, one of the great old writers, and an outstanding Bible teacher too, puts it this way. Read the Bible not as a newspaper, but as a love letter. If a cluster of heavenly fruit hangs within your reach, gather it. If a promise lies upon the page, as a blank check, cash it. If a prayer is recorded, launch it as a feathered arrow from the bow of your desire. Why do we keep going back to the Bible? Because in a world where trust is in short supply, listen to this scripture, 1 Kings 8, verse 56. "Not one word has failed of all the good promises He gave."